Space is a temporal concept. The snails mount the stairs up the left side of the temple, followed by treble notes, a cappella, loud as a jazzed-up car with bass rumbling our eardrums, while suspended overhead is a 2-ton Aztec calendar, or facsimile. The velveteen texture of the golf greens depends on enough herbicides and fertilizer to poison all our drinking water forever. Center stage, wide-eared clown and Lord Death stand back to back, locked in sardonic debate, while a roulette wheel spins the diorama up onto another level of existence, for which, dear Diana, not even your spectacular marble profile at the Met has prepared us. Now, two archways rub shoulders. A crane lifts wheat and barley fields and multiple heirloom varieties of hydroponic tomatoes. Every object shimmers, images etched across ever more luscious faces and tender lips. Before thoughts were formed, they were being broadcast from these diamond-shaped mobiles in a fever of daylight, but delicately, because time, evil in intent, is zipping by. They put your left foot in butter and then your right foot in, and as the vision recedes, the pastry chef is crowned and rides off on a float down Fifth. The arrow says, up. We follow doggedly because all the water's transported in metal pipes and aqueducts. Everyone who makes it to the top is rewarded with fountains of clean, aerated H2O. The children are offered ice cream, free, of course, and we gorge on marshmallows, gathered around fires that spring up spontaneously as far as the eye can see. When we begin the long migration toward magnetic north, fault lines underfoot, deep and ragged, the homeless are with us. Absent loved ones join us, my father included, and all the emotional debris of a lifetime hovers overhead, flashing and rotating in a vast vertical column, as eager to befriend us as a lost puppy.